This is a dictation for William Cosby, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, William Cosby, C-O-S-B-Y. Date of service is 8-9-2022, date of birth is 6-13-1944, and date of accident is 10-9-2020. Mr. William Cosby was a victim of an automobile accident when he was hit on his driver's side T-bone fashion and leading to his car spinning several times. On a service drive of a large in Livernois. He was a lone driver and he suffered from pain in the neck area, the left shoulder, lower back, with occasional radiation of numbness and tingling to the left leg, and chronic pain in the left leg also was reported. The patient has been coming. First visit with advanced pain care was on 4-7-2022, and he has come every month for a visit. This is a follow-up visit today. He reports that he is able to sleep 3 to 4 hours, and he has generalized muscle spasm all over the back and the neck area. He reports constipation, and he says that he does have some headaches. The pain level in the neck area and the lower back are more towards the left side, and they are basically 3 to 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. He reports no improvement in the pain level, and ADLs are affected around 5 in most categories, including general activity, mood, walking ability, and work. In the system review, patient reports of headaches without dizziness, vertigo. He denies any vision disturbance, double vision, hearing, blackouts. He denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. He has difficulty sleeping. He is able to sleep 3 to 4 hours only, and he has a moderate depression. In the lower back stiffness, And he reports of in the pain and numbness, lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain. Most of these pains are left-sided, left shoulder, and left side of the neck and left side of the lower back, including the left sacroiliac joint. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or any difficulty in swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, throat, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that his pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine, occasionally that it takes for help. Substance abuse money is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 179/93, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit. Of 7-12-2022. Dictation number 0712-052. Please mention that there is a generalized spasm of the left trapezius muscles with few trigger points noticed in the upper fibers and cervical fibers of the trapezius muscles. And diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue following medication. Patients provided furosemide 1 or 2 every 6-hour PRN. 50 tablets for empirical treatment of headaches. He may have suffered from some concussion, but now it is almost a year and a half later. He denies he doesn't want to see a neurologist. He doesn't want any injection treatment or any surgical consultation at this time. His MRIs were reviewed in great details. focusing on the pathology. For pain, I've provided Tylenol codeine number 3, 1 tablet PRN, 30 tablets. And for constipation, patient is provided with pericolis 50 milligram, 1 or 2 every once a day. I've also discontinued tizanidine and diclofenac sodium from his profile, and only additionally Mobic 7.5 once a day and Flexeril 7.5 tablets have been ordered to refill. The patient is otherwise stable and he will be seen in a month's time. Thank you.